Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Your alms, which are given in secret, your Father which sees in secret himself, shall reward you openly. This is strong language. Let me read another translation of this. The New Living says, if you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. Who? He takes it personally, like you loaned him something personally. How many believe the Lord is good for whatever he says he's going to repay? Whew. The Bible said, when you give to the poor, when you help the poor, you are loaning that to the Lord. The Lord takes it as a personal loan to the Almighty. And he says, I will pay it back. Now, how many know when the Lord pays it back, it won't just be nickel for nickel, right? I mean, when the Lord pays it back, you're going to know it. And he said, other people didn't know what you did in secret, but when I pay it back, people are going to see it. I'm going to do that openly. Now, this is something we should keep in mind, because you'll see sometimes people that just get blessed and other people don't know why. And they'll think, that don't seem fair to me. How come they got so much? And here's more's coming on them. And these people don't have it. Well, you don't know. I don't know everything you sow. You don't know everything I sow. So how could we judge each other's harvest when we don't know what each other sowed? That's when we're told to just not judge each other anyway. And if you get more and more and more, I ought to be just happy for you. And just understand and assume, if God's pouring out blessing on you, he knows what he's doing. Right? And if he's doing things for you that he hadn't been doing for somebody else, he's got a good reason why. He's righteous. He's fair. He's just. Well, here is an area where you will qualify for blessings and increase, and God take a personal interest in your public prosperity. When you have an interest in helping people in need. Now, when we say alms, the word alm, let me give you some definitions here, because sometimes we don't use these words so much in modern usage. But when you say alms in the New Testament, it literally means compassionateness. I'm reading from the original word dictionaries. Compassionateness. And one says in particular, as exercised towards the poor. Everybody say compassion. Now the King James sometimes uses the word pity. And this is a word that our modern society doesn't care for. And it's just a matter of how words are used. So, you know, sometimes as years pass and centuries pass, a word can mean something completely different a century or two later than it did in the beginning. And you hear people sometimes that are in need, but they say, I don't want any charity. I don't want nobody pitying me. Well, do you want anybody loving you? Oh, well, that's a different thing. Well, that's what the Lord is talking about. And I would differentiate it like this. You know, we talked earlier about how Jesus saw sick people. And the Bible said he was moved with what? Compassion toward them. That doesn't mean he just felt sorry for them. Oh, no, no, no. Compassion is not just feeling sorry for somebody. That's where people have gotten off. No. Feeling sorry for somebody and being depressed over their situation and crying and feeling bad and just hurting and that's the end of it is unbelief. and cannot please God. Amen. Compassion is a manifestation of the love of God. And the love of God can't be separated from faith. God is love. Is God the God of faith? Oh, yeah. Jesus didn't just look at people and say, oh, bless your heart. You're pitiful. I feel sorry for you. I do. See, people think that is 80% of modern Christianity. It's just that. Just looking at people and go, bless your heart. I feel so sorry for you. It's pitiful. I cried half the night about it. And so now do we feel any better? Do they feel any better? Do you feel any better? Is it any better? Then what good is that? If I'm having a rough time, it wouldn't make me feel better because you went around depressed over it. If things are good in your life, go ahead and enjoy it, brother. Don't let my problem mess up your parade. Have some fun. If we're just going to believe we just do the best we can while we can, well, have fun while you can. No. Compassion is being touched with the feeling of someone's needs, but not just getting into pity about it. When you're touched, you might shed a tear. Something might come up in your heart and move you, but you don't just wallow in the depression with them. You say, oh, no, we got a God who can fix that. Yes. You don't have to live like that. What do? We're touched with it, but we don't get down with it. We don't yield to the depression and the grief. See, people, I know it's just lack of understanding, but they'll see a slum area or they'll see a bad situation and they just say, oh, it just grieved me so bad. I just couldn't stand it for 6 months and I just couldn't get over it. Well, you missed it then. You missed it. What does that help? And because of that, a lot of times people, their solution is just avoid the whole thing. Just don't think about it. Just don't look at it because it makes me feel bad. That's not a solution either. What do? You are one person in a great big world. There's a lot. You could give everything you got to your name and it wouldn't put a dent in the needs of this world. Right? So does that mean you do nothing? No. What does it mean? You do your part. You do what the Lord leads you to do. And what if all of us did what the Lord led us to do worldwide? Well, the world would change. Right? But you are not to go around trying to carry the weight of the needs of the world on your shoulders to prove that you're a good Christian because you're depressed all the time over the hungry and the needy of the world. Just means you're faithless. Did you hear me? And you're trying to impress somebody that you're more sensitive and you care more than the rest of us, and it's a lie. It's a form of spiritual pride. It's ugly before the eyes of the Lord. No. You see a need, what do? You check your heart. Am I supposed to do something about this? Right? If the Lord leads you, then you act. Right? Yeah, but there's lots of other needs. I know that, and I'm not God. Nor are you. There's so much talk and so little action. There's so much confusion. It's not okay to try to act like you're the Savior and the source and the provider for the whole world. That's acting like way too big for your britches. You can't meet the needs of Branson. Or Blue Eye or Hollister. Much less the world. What can you do? You can do something. I said you can do something. And there's something that's right for you to do. You're here in Proverbs, aren't you? While we're here, let's back up and look at the blessing that comes as a result of being merciful to the poor. What is alms? Let me review that just a little bit first. What is alms? Literally, it's compassionateness. It's having compassion on who? Well, you know, different verses use the word poor. What does that mean? Well, if you looked at the context of it, usually it means needy. Usually you see these areas needing clothes, needing food, needing housing, the basic elements. You see that a whole lot. But it's needing. And you know, we talked about prosperity is to succeed in reaching. That means you don't run out. Well, what's the opposite of that? You don't have enough. You don't have enough food to satisfy your hunger. You don't have enough clothes to cover yourself. You don't have enough housing to be adequate. Well, that's needy, that's poor, and that's alms, when you give something to help alleviate that need. Now, in the book of Proverbs, let's just go back up to the book of Psalms. Excuse me. Moving too fast. Proverbs is a good place. 14. There's so much of this in the Word, we could stay on this for 10 weeks. There's so much in here, so I'm endeavoring to condense it. But why are we talking about this today? Why do we talk about anything in the Word? So we can do it. I mean, it is absolutely fruitless for us to come in here and me preach for an hour or two or three. And for you to listen and take notes or get a tape and do nothing with it. What good does that do? No good at all. So we must, you and I, we must come together and look at the Word and go, okay. We don't look at it and go, whew, yeah, the whole world ought to be doing that. People ought to be. See, how many understand so many churches, they come together and then they leave and they go eat and they go, yeah, you know, people ought to do that. Churches ought to do that. The whole world ought to be, well, whoop-de-doo. What does that mean? No, we got to take it personally. Yeah. Right here, right? How does this apply to me? What am I supposed to do with this? How can I put this in practice? Right? And then do what? When you get light and you see how, do it. Amen. Everybody say, do it.
Do it.
Say it again.
Do it.
Are you a doer?
Yes.
Say it out loud like we do. I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer
of the Word of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Alms, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102I. That's R1102I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.